We're so happy to have each one of you here with us. I also just want to thank, I have had a fantastic team of people who've helped us get this conference together. So if you see people around who have been helping coordinate, just thank them for their time too. But mostly we're just thankful for you to be here. And Dr. Patrick, we're looking forward to a great weekend of learning. Tonight he's going to be speaking about reductionism and relativism. And the structure is that we'll have about 40 or 45 minutes of talk, then a 5-minute break, another 40 or 45 minutes, and then a 25-minute question and answer session. And I'd just like to pray briefly, and then Ty will introduce our speaker tonight. Lord, I just thank you for bringing this together. We are amazed, and we love you, we praise you, and we look forward to learning, and we ask you to lead us through all of this. And I pray through your son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much for being here. I am really excited because this says to me that, there's like interest in starting Augustine College here in the NRV, because that's what we're doing. And that's actually kind of one of the main points of having this conference this weekend is for roughly a year now, there's been a group of us dreaming about replicating Augustine College, which Dr. Patrick started in Ottawa 20 years ago. And he started talking to me and some others about replicating it here 10 years ago. And here we are 10 years later, and we're doing it. And one of the points in having this conference is it's a lot easier to kind of show you what it is in a short little chunk of time than just talk about it all the time. So that's what we're dreaming of doing, starting Augustine College, a one-year classical Christian, kind of intended as a gap year program, but doesn't have to be that, that teaches the history of ideas. And we're going to talk about some of that stuff over the next 24 hours here. What else do I want to say? So John Patrick, I met him in 2004. He spoke at a conference. I had a lot of questions that were really deeply bothering me. I didn't have answers for them. He managed to answer a whole bunch of them in one talk. And I'll never forget it. It changed my life. I wept through the whole talk. And it went on for about 45 minutes. And I just thought, this is what I needed. And really, he was just teaching the Bible. But it changed my life. And I remember one of the things that he said during that talk, he still says. And it's, if you get to university and you can't give a reasonable account of and a Christian response to reductionism, relativism, tolerance, multiculturalism, sanctity of life, and a defense of a Judeo-Christian sexual ethic, then you're going to get to university and be in real trouble. And that was my experience. And I think I was probably about 30 when I heard that, and I was probably about 40 before I could give a defense of those things, so it took a while, but Augustine College does that. It's one of the things that you learn. So we're going to actually work through some of those topics this weekend. So with that, I'll get down from here. You can interrupt John at any time, so if you didn't understand something he just said or you want to ask a question, literally just raise your hand. It's not that easy to get his attention, but eventually you will, and he'll be polite and stop and answer your question. So please feel free to do that, okay? Thanks.